You've got a Band-Aid over your nose. I don't know. It's a breathe right strip.
It's been my. Because my. It's been stuck all the time, the nose. I had allergy also during the.
Well, before the start of the race, you were all swollen up, and you looked like the Michelin tire man, or at least your face did.
Yeah.
But by the time this race started, you looked okay, and you looked...
I took antihistamines.
Okay.
And that really helped, but I don't know if it... Yeah. And luckily, the first day was raining. Also.
So some people would say that rain on the first day was unlucky, but... How did it affect you in the first 12 hours out here?
It was not nice. Really bad. Yeah, I didn't like it at all. And then second day was so windy and cold. Oh, what was it? Yeah, so windy, I think.
Yeah.
Like really windy.
And then today's been okay, right?
Today's been really nice. And even last night was peaceful and no wind. I mean, just a little, almost no wind. So it's been, today has been perfect.
Well, most people have recognized you as the guy who runs the 3100. But this is really a different thing. There's no break at midnight, come back at 6 in the morning. Is there any comparison between that and this thing?
Well, there, the main difference is there, you sleep very nice in the night, in a house, and then, but then the days are really hot there, often. So, yeah, it's more like clearly one day, and here it's like 6 days straight.
Okay. Have you been happy with your performance in the last, was it 4 days or 3 days?
No.
So, you felt like you could have run farther or faster, or you're not feeling well, or...
Well, the 2 first days, I'm happy. Except that I felt weak.
You got weak?
I got weak. And then I got this start of a chin splint, and then I got, energy loss. Like there was some... I felt like there's some... inflammation or something, you know, that drains the energy, or like strong allergy or something that drains my energy, so I couldn't run. And so now I've been resting now for maybe 20 hours, like trying to take breaks, walk more and this, but that, so always after the break, for I've been able to run normally like an hour or two, 1.5 hour, and then I had to start kind of walking. So, but I had like years before similar. So, but anyway, it's not going to be a very good performance,
okay.
Like my life.
But in terms of just enjoying yourself, being out here on the course. With so many more people than you are on the 3100, and it's a longer loop and so on, there's still a lot of nice things that take place here for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is such a nice park place, as long as the weather is nice. then it's kind of, like last night, even though I was kind of weak, I was enjoying the peace, and today has been a nice weather, so...
Now, there's a crew here trying to do a documentary about you, and they don't ask you to talk, but I do ask you to talk, and then... what kind of a film do you think they're going to come out of here with in your experience? Do you think they're going to understand this world like you do, or...
I think they are really nice, especially this main guy, so he's been, like, helping... So I think he will try to do a nice film.
One that you'd like to go and see yourself?
What?
A movie that you'd like to go and see yourself. Or wait till it comes out on DVD.
15 minutes, it's not a whole movie. 1 5-minute. you know, like hurting. But I hope that it can show what 6 day race, what this area is about. Because we had so many times this race here. How many? 20 years over.
Many times.
So I would hope that people could just see what is, you know, that we run in the night, we run in the day, in the morning. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard. If it could show what it's about, then I'll be happy.
Thank you.